Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
Todd and Kevin, the music maestros, it was born of 9/11, right?
Yep, number of them.
With the star Christ. We'll feature all of them today.
An eagle flies.
As we get close to the 20-year milestone for 9/11.
That just doesn't seem like 20 years. Holy cow. I know, right?
In the newsroom at WDAY as the events unfolded, I'll never forget.
Enough to know that we've got it.
I'll never forget the Pentagon hit when we all looked at each other and said, we're under attack. We're at war.
Oh, yeah, I said that when the second plane did its thing.
Yeah.
Wow. They got me out of a sales meeting and says, hey, somebody just flew into the World Trade Center. And I thought it's one of those, rogue people that were just trying to fly close, but flew too close and hit it. But then once the second one hit, it's like, no, this is the real thing here.
Nope. Incredible. How about the gut punch to your stomach when you saw the buildings crumble? Staring into a screen I remember blinking like, what's going on here? Is this getting foggy? The reception going bad? Or what? The building's not there anymore?
Yeah.
When that incredible amount of smoke subsided? Unbelievable.
It almost looked like CGI from across the bay, but when you saw the ones on the street looking up at a steep angle, then you realized, ooh, this is real here. They don't make effects like this. This is actually happening.
And, to be honest, I actually wear a bit of a tinfoil hat when it comes to 9/11. I'm just going to say that. And there's a lot of things about 9/11 that
you leave it
on
there because we're going to see one on you.
We're going to put this question. We're going to put this question to Thomas von Essen. He was the former commander of the New York City Fire Department on 9/11. Talk with him about. Can you imagine? You send to go, respond to an emergency, and how many don't come home?
I always say I'll never forget, but I would rather not remember.
Well said. And we're going to tackle that today on the program. We'll have the music of 9/11. We also are under attack in another way. That was a terrorist attack on 9/11, and we found them, and we took them out. There's a new book called Bin Laden, written by a guy that is not a favorite of our audience, but I'm glad he wrote the book because it celebrates the Navy SEALs. Chris Wallace, we'll hear that today as well and remember how this started. But I want to talk to start with here a little bit about a different kind of attack, an attack on our founding fathers and their vision for what America would be, this great American experiment. How many people today are familiar with the 10th Amendment and what the 10th Amendment said? We are going to lean in on that today because, sadly, the President of the United States currently, the 46th President, Joe Biden, has forgotten. That's what he's forgotten. He's forgotten that there's a 10th Amendment and America's under attack. It's long been said that our biggest struggle would be an attack from within. I think it's happening, folks.
It's here.
It is.
It's happening. It's happening to our oil and gas industry. It's happening to our farm and ranchers. It's happening in the fact that Texas, a state, says, you know what? We're going to decide when the life of a baby begins. We believe it's a heartbeat, and therefore, in Texas, you will no longer be able to have an abortion after 6 months.
6 weeks,
sorry.
Yep.
And guess what? The United States of America yesterday sued Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Over Texas deciding what its law is going to be. Go back and look at the 10th Amendment. Let's do some more. Yesterday, Joe Biden, who previously said, what did Joe Biden say when pressed many times about whether the federal government should mandate vaccines?
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
Oh, interesting. What did he say yesterday?
This is not about freedom for personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans.
So, did you notice how he said the word freedom?
This is not about freedom.
Freedom?
Yes, it is.
For personal choice.
Listen,
it's
always about freedom.
Of course it is.
It's always about freedom.
Oh, yeah, he's got that scoff in his voice.
I know.
And you know what? Tell me something, guys. Tell me something that's more precious than life. The sanctity of life.
Thank you.
I mean, whether I'm in the Chimney Butte Ranch with the Haley family, whether I'm, hear about as I did yesterday, Crystal Lopez that works with us, her niece had a baby girl. She's so dang excited.
Aww.
You know, she's taking care of her nephew, and it brings me right back to when, our youngest Haley Grace was born, and you just go, gosh, that's 18 years ago. 18 years ago. It was after 9/11 she's born.
Time flies.
It was. So, I mean, life is the most precious thing. And by the way, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is how this country was built, right?
Yep.
So it's okay for a life to be ended by Joe Biden, right? But it's not about freedom.
Personal
choice. Wow.
Stop talking, dude. Yeah.
I seriously hope we have an awakening because of this.
I'm the president who puts the dumb in freedom.
I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that you and your circle and your neighbors and your coworkers take this moment to say, okay, wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. If they're able to do this, what are they going to do next?
I'm
going to
steal that, Todd.
And think about this. How are we going to react to this? How are we going to take this on? Now, Governor Doug Burgum put out a tweet last night. Shortly after this happened, he said, President Biden's misguided plan steers our country down a dangerous path away from states' rights and the freedom of private businesses to make their own decisions on vaccinations. We stand opposed to this blatant federal overreach. Now, this has been a full-throated cheerleader for vaccines. Some of Doug Burgum's rhetoric to this point has been very much like Joe Biden's yesterday. But he's recognizing there's a line. Good for him. See what the governor of the Mississippi? Henry's his name. You know Henry? Henry McMaster is his name?
Know of him, yep. Yep, know of him.
Oh, South Carolina. Sorry, South Carolina. Getting my southern states mixed up.
Okay.
Governor Henry McMaster, you know what he tweeted?
What?
Rest assured, we will fight them to the gates of hell to protect the liberty and livelihood of every South Carolina.
Perfect. Thank you. Yes. Fantastic.
Exactly right.
See Christy Noem on Hannity last night? Basically said the same thing. Good luck with this.
Yeah, good. That's how you fight, folks.
Yep.
That's how we fight. And I've been in touch with the Attorney General's office this morning. They're rolling up their sleeves and digging in this today as well. But you know what? It can't just come from Doug Burgum and other governors and attorney generals and politicians. It's got to come from us, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to say, all right, enough already. Will this be an awakening? Or are we just going to go, well, it probably would be better if you get vaccinated? And you know what? If you feel strongly about that, God bless you, do it. You know, I've said that all along. Health, freedom are the two most important words in this pandemic. When we lose that, what's next to lose? Some of our thoughts today, want yours. Simple as a phone call, 701-258-0550. What do we do about this? And by the way, if you want to talk about where you were on 9/11 and what's happened in the last 20 years to fight terrorism and how much of that's been undone, also by the Biden administration, or any other thing. By the way, Tim Mahoney's a Democrat. He's the mayor of Fargo. I'm looking at the headline from the Wednesday forum. Fargo mayor doubts public would accept local mask mandate. That's my kind of Democrat. That's the Democrat I grew up with. Thank you very much. He's making a factual statement.
Well, thinking put into that.
He's a doctor. If there's going to be a Democrat president, I'd rather have a Democrat there rather than the guy who puts dumb in freedom, as that all goes down.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. Tomorrow, 20 years later, from 9/11. Let's talk about that today. 258-0550. Next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're at Big Iron, Butler Building. Thank you to our friends at Labor Masters for providing the caps that we're going to give you if you tell us five words. I stand for the flag. You do? Here's a flag cap. It's on you. It's on us, rather, from Labor Masters, and it'll be on you soon. More after this. Don't go away.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration, easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm NDFlagPoleGuy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Butler Machinery will be out there with them having a grand old time. As I mentioned, Labor Masters, getting the quality, reliable help you need and getting you a cap, a flag cap, when you tell us you stand for the flag. Also brought to you by Ag Spray Equipment, our friends at Pipers, ndflagpoleguy.com, Auction Block, Farmers Union of North Dakota, High Plains Apache, OK Tire, North Dakota Farm Bureau, General Equipment, North Dakota Grain Growers Association, and Acme Tools. Have we forgotten? I've not forgotten. I'm not forgotten, Daryl Worley. Thank you very much.
Not forgotten, would rather not remember, but
That's one of my favorite songs. What did Kristi Noem, another great governor, another freedom warrior, have to say about this Biden woke?
I think we have 14 different governors that have now said they will take some kind of action. As for South Dakota, I'll fight to protect my people and to defend their freedoms. In fact, it was shocked me that the president actually said in his speech today that this wasn't about freedom and personal choice at all, which I think is indicative of what's really in his heart and his agenda that he's got for this country. Listen, this is not a power that is delegated to the federal government. This is a power for states to decide. In South Dakota, we're going to be free, and we're going to make sure that we don't overstep our authority. So we will take action. My legal team is already working, and we will defend and protect our people from this unlawful mandate.
The phones we go, 800-228-0550, or text us, all new numbers, 701-237-1590. Deanne Bismarck, go.
Hi, I question the vaccines I have for a long time. I am now very frustrated. It's like, why are they pushing this down our throats even more, which makes me question it even more. My next comment is, I don't understand a lot of what control he has, but can he just do this without approval of our Senate and our House? And kind of somebody's take on what is he even allowed to do? That's all I have to say.
As far as does he have the power to do this, he doesn't care. Now, if we have courts and we have a constitution that we follow as a guide, he shouldn't be able to do it. The 10th Amendment of the United States, which goes back to the Constitution in 1789, says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Meaning, if chapter and verse, it doesn't say you can do a vaccine mandate federally and tell states what they can do. You can tell Texas they can't decide when life begins and when life can end of a baby. Then you don't have it to do federal government. It's ingenious. It's ingenious because it says if we didn't say you have it, you don't have that power. Is what it says. So it'll be challenged by these states. It'll go to court. And I also have to say, Deanne, brilliant comment on the fact that the more they push it, the more leery people are.
There it is, right
and,
there.
And I think a prime example is that of the difference between North Dakota and South Dakota. South Dakota has a higher vaccination rate than North Dakota, and South Dakota's Department of Health doesn't get up every day going, how do we brainwash people that they must, they will, they shall, they have to have the vaccine, and doesn't have our governor pleading to say, get the vaccine. It isn't helpful. Let people talk to their doctors. Let people talk to their family members. Let them decide what's best for them. You're creeping people out, and it's counterproductive. You couldn't have said it better, Dean.
Well, and if most of Americans were so afraid, why are football stadiums packed and concert festivals packed all summer long?
And by the way, it's not your American right. It doesn't say in the Constitution I get to go to a football game
right. And
demand that everybody here is vaccinated. I don't get to go to Hornbacher's, Dan's Supermarket.
Yep.
I don't get to buy my new truck at Pucklich and not have anybody that works here, any mechanic or any salesman, not have the vaccine. I have that right. No, you don't. If you're worried about it, stay home.
Stop making sense, Scott.
Another caller on line two that is anonymous. Your comment on what's on your mind. Tell me.
I am very suspicious of this being a nurse with my background. My question, or what I wonder about every day, why are they going after the working people? Why are they not mandating this vaccine for people on any type of government assistance or BAM? We're going to cut your assistance. Just like those of us that are working, you don't get the jab, you don't have a job.
It's a very interesting point as well.
But if you sneak in through the southern border, you're fine.
Yeah, that's unforgivable.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
That exposes, I mean, by the way, the spike in southern hospitals, if you don't think that's connected to opening the borders, and I was down there.
Yep.
I was told by Customs and Border Patrol, we're not even testing 10% of the people.
That is the point.
And when we do test them, it's off the charts, the amount of positivity, right? Because they came from Honduras and Guatemala,
right,
and Cuba and Venezuela and Colombia and Mexico that don't exactly have the COVID protocols. And that's the one thing you say about the United States of America. We do about everything better than anywhere else, right? So when you just say, hey, the doors are open, come on in, chances are they didn't follow our rules. And the Biden administration has been okay with that. And they've created such a disaster, we don't even pay attention to the border anymore because there's so many other fronts to fight on. It's really unbelievable. But you make a good point. If this is a federal government edict and people are, for whatever reason, taking advantage of a safety net that exists, you know, federal nutrition aid, welfare, whatever, you know, why then?
Right.
Are they not mandated? Even for the state programs, you know, federal money is in about every corner of the state, and welfare and matches and block grants and everything else. What answer your own question. Why do you think they're singling out a workforce rather than any beneficiary of federal tax dollars? What do you think?
I have no idea. This is so weird, and there's so much going on. Lord only knows. Time will tell.
Lord only knows. Boy, oh boy, what does he know? What do we need to know? That's why we pray. That's why we pray, to inform our conscience, to have that guide of the Holy Spirit in every decision we make, to have evil revealed to us, to know what's behind that veil. Well said. Good thoughts. Thank you. Rebecca in Medicine Lake, Montana. A place I hope is soon governed by Ryan Zinke as your new congressman. He's running for that post already. He's coming to North Dakota next week for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. He's going to be a guest on this program. He was a great member of Congress. He was a great Interior Secretary, and I'm hoping he's going to be back in there soon. Rebecca, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. I'm trying not to make a political statement, which is extremely difficult for me. But I have to say that the administration is doing a fabulous job of exactly their agenda, which is confusing everybody, putting this thing about the vaccinations out just yesterday to confuse anybody and to take away from what is extremely important, which is tomorrow. And with that said, I would like to invite people who don't have a plan for tomorrow, who don't know what they want to do, to please join the Sheridan County Emergency Agencies up here in Northeast Montana and the American Legion to commemorate the victims and heroes lost in the attacks on our country 20 years ago. We will meet at 8:30 on the west side of Bolster Dam in Plentywood, Montana, for a ceremony which...
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Is that tomorrow, Rebecca?
Yes, sir.
8:30. Yes. All right. Be there, folks. Thank you for calling, Rebecca. And you're right. They're doing everything well in their agenda. And that's bad for us.
And bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
It's been a long day, and even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange. The same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The science at the Cleveland Clinic reveals if you've had COVID-19, your immune system is just as strong against the virus as if you had the vaccine. President Biden on Thursday lectured Americans, demonized the unvaccinated, and took no questions from reporters.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Biden on the campaign trail.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
The White House in July.
One that's not the role of the federal government.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi in late April.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
COVID confusion continues in America. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Your wellness, and you are better above the water and below the water, all those little creaks and aches and pains and everything else, when you spend 20 minutes a day in a hot spring spa. How do I know I have one? Cam, you do too.
I do.
And I tell you, this is the perfect weather now. When things cool off in the evening, unbelievable. Sauna's been a game changer for me. I mean, 20 minutes of that sauna before you head to bed, even a half hour, unbelievable.
It's all about wellness.
It is all about wellness, so remember that. And by the way, those game tables, the shuffleboard, foosball table, which we're going to have out at Big Iron to give away.
Patio furniture.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of things that make your life better. They have it at Hot Springs Spas, pool tables too. Expressway in front of Walmart in Bismarck, just into West Fargo on 13th Avenue South, and also Grand Cities Mall, Grand Forks. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Take a little tour of everything they have online, or give them a call, or just stop in and see Vince and the crew there. You'd be glad you did. A little shout-out to our friends at Pipers, America's Land Auctioneer, will be on the radio at 7 a.m. tomorrow. You're going to learn so much from that show. It's fantastic. It's on all of these stations, plus it's on 970 WDAY, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. And speaking of land, I see they're going to be in Hample, North Dakota. I didn't even know there was a Hample, North Dakota, but I see. I know it's in Sargent County, I guess. 311 acres. That's a land sale next week. Commercial property, land, machinery auctions, they do it all. Pipers.com to find out more. Pipers.com. Bring you back 20 years ago tomorrow when we first said, what the heck is going on here?
It's 8:52 here in New York. I'm Brian Gumbel. We understand that there has been a plane crash on the southern tip of Manhattan. You're looking at the World Trade Center. We understand that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. We don't know anything more than that. We don't know if it was a commercial aircraft. We don't know if it was a private aircraft. We have no idea how many were on board or what the extent of the injuries are right now.
And then the second one. And that's when Andy Card, who became a friend of mine over the years, the chief of staff to then George W. Bush, whispered into the ear of the 43rd president, said a second plane has hit the World Trade Center. America is under attack. And things changed, folks. Things changed. Texter says, Chris, the North Dakota governor and AG need to join with South Dakota and other states and stand up and say no to vaccine mandates. They need to uphold the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and freedoms of we the people. If they do not stand up, they're agreeing to become one of the communist states of America. Another text. This is it. right now. This is our major crossroads moment. Stand up, rise up, push back, fight back against the tyranny of the left, or forever lose America. To quote Steven Crowder referencing Jesus, it is table flipping time. Table flipping time. You're out of here, money changers. I'm tired of this stuff. Don't forget, he got a little ticked every now and then, too. Right there in the good book, folks.
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
He'd James be a little bit right now if he was standing right here.
That's right. Let's go to Cavalier. James, you're on What's On Your Mind. Morning.
...50,000 people, which is tragic, and my heart goes out to all the families. But that means 39,250,000 have recovered from this. And I just don't understand why they're pushing a mandated vaccine for something that is that minute.
Well, I would also add to what you're saying is that those numbers that died, anybody that died from anything is tragic, isn't it? Right? I mean, if it's unexpected, anything. It's a health issue. I mean, if it's beyond living a good life and being at 80, 90, whatever, I mean, but there's one guarantee in life. You're going to die. We're all eligible from the moment of birth. We're all eligible to die. Today could be the day, and it will be the day for many people listening, even in our little world here of North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. So that's reality. I know,
and
personally,
like this is a virus created by man.
Well, that's the other point.
Correct?
James, yeah, right.
You know, this is a virus created by man, and now we're going to, and man is supposed to fix it. Man, we're playing with fire, and that's why we're in the situation we're in.
But what I was going to say, James, and I'm glad you interrupted me because it's you I want to hear from here, but how many did you say died, the tragic 400 and some?
They said that we've lost 650,000 in the country.
Okay, 650,000 people from this man-made virus.
Out of 40 million cases.
Juiced in thing. How many of the 650,000 do you think died with COVID, not of COVID?
That we'll never know.
I'll bet it's half of that.
I mean,
of a dozen people just in my world that have said, this is ridiculous. I have two people that I loved, one an uncle and one, a mother of a very good friend of mine, who died from the vaccine. Now, they were elderly, and it wasn't so much reactions. It just was they'd had COVID. They had the antibodies. My Uncle Laverne, I've told this story before. He gets COVID at 90. He bounces back from it, and he was overweight and, had a lot of check marks against him. Survives it. Months later, they give him the vaccine because they give everybody the vaccine, and the vaccine took him out. Same thing with another elderly.
My mother got COVID in the home, and she breezed right through it. She's got stage 4 cirrhosis of the liver, and she's diabetic. She got COVID in the nursing home, and she had a runny nose, and she lost her taste and smell. Then they gave her the vaccine, and she hasn't been the same since.
You know, these are important facts that need to be put out there front and center as perspective to this thing. I begrudge nobody that says, you know what, I just think this is the best thing. I think it's true that to date, the majority of people who end up in the hospital or die did not have the vaccine. I think it's also true that people who have had the vaccine have died from it. So you've got to decide, am I in a position where I need this vaccine? I believe anybody that's in any kind of vulnerable position at all, health-wise, should have the vaccine. I think their doctor would probably say, that's for you. Now, I wish they'd draw the line to somebody who's already had COVID, like the people we're talking about that are in a nursing home.
All right.
But the idea of Joe Biden...
Or just the healthy people, people that are healthy.
Right. If you're healthy... there's therapies. There's things you can do. Here's my problem.
Most people I know that are healthy that have gotten it breezed right through it.
Yesterday, Joe Biden said this. He wanted to give us the math. Give us a little math lesson, guys. You ready for this?
Oh, how exciting.
I'll read it rather than have you have to suffer through listening to him stumble through it. Nearly three-quarters of the eligible have gotten at least one shot, but one-quarter have not. That's nearly 80 million Americans not vaccinated. In a country as large as ours, that's a 25% minority. Well, do the math on 80 million. How many of that 80 million that have not got it are 30 and under and have a 0.0000000 chance of dying or ending up in the hospital? And that goes to James's math here. You can't make it up.
Whatever happened to it's a virus, we got to let it run its course.
Everybody,
where'd that go? 290 million people that haven't got it.
Everybody getting a vaccine is insane. And I don't even think healthcare professionals would tell you that's realistic, and that's what Joe Biden is wanting. It's, you can't make it up. This is a hill to die on, for sure. Thanks for the call, James. Great comments. We love our listeners. So wicked smart.
Thanks,
it's unbelievable.
Man.
Don in Belfield, this is your take here. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Don.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
I was wondering, the governor, Doug Burgum, he's got this dual standard. He mandated, you know, a while back about everybody wearing masks and everything else. Now he wants to play federal government on mandated shots when the shots actually kill people. I mean, what's wrong with this picture, you know? And the other thing I have to say about Governor Burgum is that he's running the most corrupt government in the state of North Dakota since I can remember, and I've been here for 15 years. And I can prove to you in black and white that, and have filed a breach of oath of office against the House of Representatives. And there's no way that they're handling this situation right.
So, when you say corrupt, that's strong, obviously, and I think that, personally, that's an unfair statement to say it's corrupt, but give me your best example of why Governor Burgum is running a corrupt government, Don.
Governor Doug Burgum, along with the House of Representatives, didn't they oust Luke Simons last year?
Actually, Luke Simons was ousted. By a vote of his peers, that's what happens. Doug Burgum had nothing to do with that. Doug Burgum's the governor. He doesn't have any role in the legislative process. And early on, Luke Simons, I think, handled that whole situation appropriately and apologized. And then it became a big food fight, and Chet Pollard and others decided to pile on, and it became a standoff. And sadly, Luke Simons did not ever apologize. And if he had, he'd still be a member of the North Dakota State Legislature. So it was a very unfortunate situation, but to say that is corruption, when a legislative body decides how to deal with one of their members, those are the rules, and the legislature makes their own rules, Don. So I think it's too strong to, A, put that on Governor Burgum, and second of all, suggest that anybody else is to blame other than Luke Simons in that whole mess. Sam and Dickinson, get you in here. Got a half a minute. Go.
Hey, good morning, gang. So we can't believe anything we're being told. My son-in-law lives in SOR, Social Republic of Oregon, and he works as an emergency room doc. And guess what's happening? Last week, 12 people came in this last weekend, over the weekend. Six were vaccinated, six were not. They hospitalized the unvaccinated, sent the vaccinated home. They all exhibited the same symptoms, which were very mild. So there you go.
That's, again, very interesting. And I think the numbers are going to, well, I mean, again, yesterday, Biden was talking about last summer. The effectiveness of the vaccine is dropping by the day, so those numbers are going to change. Good points from everybody.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that too.
Let us help you too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Andy Marock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Norwich, St. Thomas, Bowman, Regent, Kenmare, Moffett, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are available at pipers.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heard first an explosion, and I just figured that it was a plane passing by. Then all of a sudden, stuff just started falling, like bricks and paper and everything. And so I just kind of like ran like inside to get away from the falling debris and glass and so forth. Then after like everything stopped, because it like was falling in the street and the cars were passing into each other. Then when it kind of stopped, I heard a guy screaming. And when I looked over, there was this guy that was on fire. So I just kind of like ran over and I tried to like put the fire out on him. And he was like screaming, and I just told him to roll, and he said he can't.
America under attack 20 years ago, and America under attack now from within. Quite appropriate. We have the battle hymn of the Republican here today, folks, because it is a battle. John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment, someone that's on that front line fighting all the time. And calls waiting to weigh in. Rick in Williston, Sue in Mandan. We'll get you in here with John as well. But I wanted to start with your analysis of what you heard yesterday from Joe Biden, John.
Well, there's a couple of totally different issues, Scott. One is whether it's a good idea to try to make everyone get vaccinated. But put that to the side. The more fundamental question, I think, is this legal? Is this constitutional? And maybe this is an opportunity, Scott, to make some things clear to people that may have lost track of how our Constitution is supposed to work, because the federal government is a limited government with delegated powers. And there's no carte blanche in the Constitution for the federal government to do anything that seems like a good idea, let alone for the president to do it by executive order. You know, one of the basic things I learned in law school many years ago is that historically, this goes back hundreds of years, there's something called the police powers. And the police powers give a government general authority to protect public safety, public health, and public morals. Now, we don't hear much about public morals these days, Scott, but those are the police powers, and it's the states that have police powers. The federal government, under our Constitution, does not have police power. It's the states that have those powers. And so this is really posing, I think, a fundamental challenge to our constitutional order.
Emailer says, it sounds to me like the whiners that complain when the interstate is shut down because of a severe storm. The law is for everyone's safety. We make it a law because we are humans and make imperfect choices. Mandated vaccination will do our best to keep everyone safe, even when many misappropriately scream freedom. Let the experts tell you when the interstate is unsafe. Let the experts tell you when vaccination is necessary for everyone's safety. Once again, mankind proves we can't function without laws. But to your point, John, who administers those laws? Who sets those laws? And for what? Correct?
Well, so if we object to a universal vaccination mandate unconstitutionally imposed by the federal government, that means that we're against all laws, right? I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. And the other thing that came through in that email is this idea that so-called experts should run our lives. And we're seeing this more and more from the left, Scott. You know, I made my living as a trial lawyer for 41 years. I've cross-examined hundreds of experts, maybe thousands of experts. And all I can say, Scott, is that if every American had cross-examined as many experts as I have, nobody would be saying, let's let the experts run our lives. Hey, Scott, let me just add this, too. I just happened to see this morning a new study that just came out that says that teenage boys are six times as likely to suffer adverse heart impacts from COVID vaccination as they are to be hospitalized for COVID. Teenage boys, six times as likely to suffer heart injury from vaccination as they are to be hospitalized for COVID. Vaccination is not without risk. And I think it's up to every American to inform himself or herself and make the best decision about one's own health care.
Yeah, and Joe Biden yesterday basically saying everybody needs to do this, and there's 80 million that haven't been vaccinated, and you're the problem. Well, when have we ever said everybody should be vaccinated for anything?
Never in human history. Here's the other thing, Scott, that's a really basic point, but you can't make it too often. I've been vaccinated, and so I'm protected. I understand, why do I care if somebody else isn't vaccinated? If the vaccines work, it's none of my business, right?
Because I've been vaccinated. Stop. You're making too much sense, John.
If the vaccines don't work, Scott, if the vaccines don't work, then the government has got no business trying to force everyone to get them.
Leave it to John Hinderacher to use logic in a debate and apply some of that good law school schooling. Let me get Rick in Williston in here. Rick, quick for John Hinderacher. Go ahead.
Howdy, Scott.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Great. I'm going to try to unpack this as easy as I can. I think Fauci, I think he is the World War II German concentration camp mad scientist doctor. That's who I think he is. So this guy, he's in on creating this virus. He creates it. His name is all over it. And then now we put him in charge of the care for the people that get the disease he made.
And he doesn't have much credibility left. Other people see it as a bioweapon. A former Pfizer VP has said this is population control in Europe. What do you make of those arguments, John?
Well, we don't really know where the virus came from. It might have mutated naturally. I think it's more likely it came from a lab. We do know that Dr. Fauci was the big advocate in the federal government for gain-of-function research, where you deliberately make viruses either more lethal or more contagious. We do know that in December of 2017, the policy banning the funding of that kind of research was changed at the instigation of Dr. Fauci, and thereafter, the National Institutes of Health did fund gain-of-function research.
Those are facts, John. Question everything, folks. More after this.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.